This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment's The Mix.
All right, everybody, welcome, welcome. This is CBiz Media, and I'm Irene, and I have a great guest with me, as usual. This is a very special guest. This is my cousin, Javon, straight from Springfield, Ohio. What's up, Javon?
Hey!
Hey, girl. You know, she told me about this book. Actually, I saw it on her social media, and I was like, hey, maybe we should talk about this book, because it looked really interesting. And, right. So can you tell them, like, what made you even get this book, and how did you get connected with this book at all?
Sure. So, actually, the author, Morgan Angelique Owens, she's one of my Facebook friends, and I kind of saw her posting just in passing about how she was basically working for herself. So she, you know, was a vice president at some point in marketing. I know she has a background in marketing and communications, branding, diversity and inclusion. And then she made an announcement that she published a book about her story and where she started and why she chose to start working for herself. And I was like, I'd love to read something like that. And that's why I ended up ordering it, just out of interest, really.
Okay, so let me ask you, have you ever had a desire to work for yourself or start your own company or anything?
Not a strong desire, but I guess sometimes we all kind of feel that way, like, man, I wonder if I worked for myself, like, how much more I could accomplish, or possibly how much more money I could make, or how much more of an impact I can make in the world if I'm not necessarily not helping someone else with their dream, but working on your own dream full time. And so, I don't know, I've been working in the financial industry for about 10 years now, and sometimes I'm like, you know what, I'm really good with it, but I'm making money for someone else, and I just was kind of, her story kind of pulled me in, and like, what could I do, or what am I good at where I could actually do it for myself, and, you know, have income that I've made, and kind of build myself versus building someone else's dream. Does that make sense?
Okay, so it kind of sparked an interest in you, huh?
About
the whole starting your own company. Well, guys, we have to tell you the name of the book. It's called Finding My Sparkle. And again, she said the author is Morgan Angelique Owens. And I'm going to read the back of the book where it tells a little bit about her. Like Javon said, she worked in marketing, communications, branding, and diversity and inclusion in the collegiate corporate world for almost a decade. And she worked her way from an assistant to the VP of marketing to a coordinator to a digital editor to a consultant by the time she was 29. Wow. She helped build and grow billion-dollar corporations. Again, like you were saying, helping other people build that. If she could do that for other corporations, of course, I would think to myself, yeah, let me try to do this for myself.
For yourself, exactly.
Right. She built the social media platforms and marketing campaigns, as well as win those companies national awards for work in diversity and inclusion. And along the way, she established her first business, Curvy Cardio, the gang national exposure, pop-up classes, a retail line, and corporate partnerships with major companies. And she established her second business as a way to help others further their business goals and dreams. That too has had national and international exposure. She's been honored and blessed to be recognized both in her corporate career and entrepreneurship grind by organizations such as the YMCA, YWCA, the Cincinnati Herald, BCWN, which means Black Career Women's Network, and the National Urban League. All this from a girl who suffered from low self-esteem, weight issues, and never thought she was capable of more than just a salary job. She hopes her story will help inspire someone to find their inner sparkle. So that's the main basis of the book, guys.
Get ready for a mix of music, talk, community, and so much more right here on The Mix.
We definitely have to talk about this book cover because it's really cool. I love pink.
Yes, me too.
And it's called Finding My Sparkle, and she's standing there looking really confident and in her sharp outfit. So it's a really fun book. Looks fun and cute for us girls, but really inspiring. And you can see that she has that confidence. But I like the book, and I like the story, you know, how she got started, where she came from, and who she is now.
Well, and another thing that I liked when I ordered it and that I noticed is it's not super thick or super long. It's an easy read. It's about 110 pages long. And she kind of, I describe it as her journey through like self-doubt. She describes how she, you know, went through body shaming, depression, kind of like not feeling like she's good enough. And when she made a decision to change her mindset, it kind of changed her life. It changed her world and her trajectory. And she became more proactive and confident. And I mean, it's a story for, great story for anyone, but especially for women, because we sometimes second guess ourselves. And I was reading the, I don't remember where I exactly saw it. So, like, I'm not quoting anything specific, but just in passing, I read something about how, for some reason, women are less likely to take risk on things than men are. And so sometimes that can cause women to end up getting paid less or not, you know, ask for that promotion they actually deserve because they second guess themselves and can sometimes, you know, not want to take a calculated risk that could change your life. And I mean, I've occasionally find myself doing that. Like, well, sometimes your gut's right. So not that you should be a type of person who, you know, just jumps at everything, but sometimes you have to trust your intuition and say, you know what, there might be something I have to do to get where I need to go, but yeah. Not doubt that what you're feeling is the right feeling. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, because I get it, because a lot of times we second guess ourselves and we don't even realize how talented and how well we're doing. And, you know, sometimes people compliment us, but seems like a lot of times we do second guess ourselves. So that's right. Something that we have to work on. But I wanted to share some quotes that I liked in the book. She had pages in the book that just had like some great quotes, like the whole page just had a quote on it.
Right.
So I'm going to bring up some of those. One of those is, I wanted my story to be different, so I rewrote it.
Wow.
So I like that because, you know, a lot of times people try to tell our stories for us. And especially like when you grow up in a certain environment or whatever, and everybody expects you to be this or to be that, but you have the power to rewrite that story. You don't have to be stuck in, you know, somebody else's frame of what you are. So I thought that was really powerful.
And I think as children too, we kind of, I mean, we know, most of us normally grow out of that, but we kind of feel stuck and feel like, you know, we're in this situation, whatever it is, good or bad. But typically, if something kind of not great happened to us, we feel stuck and like maybe hopeless. And you know, once you get to an adulthood, sometimes you still kind of are stuck in those walls. Like, you know what, I'm a victim, and I'm helpless, and I can't change my situation. And you realize, you know what, I'm not anymore. It's just like an invisible fence. Like once you realize, hey, this is not even there, I can leave from this, I can change the situation, it's really transformational. And kind of piggybacking off one of your favorite quotes, one of my favorite parts of the book is actually her dedication. She actually says, quote, "To every woman who thought she was never pretty or good enough." And I'm like, wow, how many of us have, that, you know, even if it's not permanent, how many of us have at least thought that once? Like, we're not good enough or we're not pretty enough based on maybe what somebody said or what somebody did or a situation. And we kind of ingrain that in ourselves that we're not enough. And we actually are. We are enough.
It's a lot. It's a thing that us, a lot of women deal with, you know, not feeling like they're good enough. And she's candid and talks about her different experiences growing up, and I just appreciate her transparency because there's a lot of young ladies going through that and more. So I'm glad that she shared that and let people know that you can break out from some of those things. And she took responsibility for, you know, her actions and her feelings. Like, she was talking about growing up, and she said, you know, she wasn't raised as a certain way to do these things or some of the things that she did. So she takes full responsibility for the choices that she made, you know. She doesn't put it on anybody else. Like you're saying, victimhood, sometimes we have that victim mentality where we want to blame, like you said, where we came from or how we grew up. But You know, she took the stance where I'm not going to blame that. You know, I'm going to take responsibility for some of the choices I made.
Right.
And not put it on anybody else.
Exactly. And that doesn't mean what someone said or did or situation didn't impact us. And it's understandable to have that, you know, memory. You can't always erase a memory, but to learn at some point, you don't have to be stuck there. You don't have to be stuck in that feeling or that situation. And it's ultimately our decision as individuals to say, I don't have to feel this way anymore, do this specific thing or things anymore. I can change. And it's not always easy. And it kind of depends on, you know, what happened to you or, you know, what someone said. It's everyone's a little bit different, but at some point we have to say, you know what, I can let it go and I can choose to make my future better versus, you know, dwelling in the past and letting that impact my future. And I know one of the things she'd mentioned that, and I don't know why I didn't expect it. I guess I didn't know as much about her as kind of I've learned with her reading her book. But she is really clear, like as far as her background. She, you know, she says she's not filthy rich, but she came from a well-to-do family. So, you know, she said it kind of was difficult for her to express, you know, the depression she felt at a certain point or the self-doubt she felt because her family was well off. It wasn't like, you know, she was super poor. She couldn't, how can I say this? She went without. She said she didn't. And so for her, I feel like it was something different for me because it wasn't one of those like started from the bottom, now we're here things. It was like, you know, I was never like.
Yeah, that's the ones you always hear, especially in the rap songs.
Yeah, she's like, you know, it wasn't that. It was just, you know, this is how I felt. These are some of the things that impacted me. And, you know, I'm surprised this is what it led to. But, you know, I got over it.
Yeah, it goes to show you that, you know, it doesn't matter your financial situation, where you grew up, how you grew up. Everybody has issues and things they have to overcome. You know, that's just life itself, so.
Right.
And money's not the answer all to all of your issues and problems either, so.
Exactly.
I'm gonna do another quote. My perception of myself changed when I allowed others to define me.
Wow.
Again, I think that's when she was younger and, you know, she was kind of more happy-go-lucky until, you know, things like, I think in her school, I think she said she went to like a all-girls school and she was like one of the only people of color in the school. Is that right?
It was a private school, and I think she may have even mentioned somewhere that it was like a Catholic school, but it was definitely a private school.
Right, and then she again had issues with her body and all these things that she probably wouldn't have even cared about or saw until other people pointed those things out
exactly.
to her. So we all go through that on some level, and it's something that we all have to kind of overcome.
Right.
And it might take a lifetime, but you can overcome it.
Exactly.
You gotta fall down to get back up. We all know that. I'm gonna go to another one. I was trying to be somebody other people wanted me to be. Yeah, I like when she kind of talked about her relationships and when she would get with certain people and allow them to treat her any kind of way just so she could continue and maintain that relationship. Or she said sometimes it was to get money or whatever in through the relationship. She kind of just allowed anything, and that just kind of that does show low self-esteem.
She'd mentioned, I was willing to compromise my feelings and priorities for another person. And, you know, regardless of our background, at some point we might all have recognized a situation where we're like, you know, whether it's a friend or like a romantic relationship, we kind of give up too much of ourselves or what we want or what we, you know, deserve as far as respect or kindness. Because, you know, we either want to fill some sort of void or we're lonely or we think, you know, that it's okay. We should settle, you know, just to have someone with us. And she was saying she realized she didn't have to do that. She's actually, I believe she's still single, you know, and at some point she does want, you know, to marry and to have a relationship and possibly have a family. But she's decided for a while to stay single because she realized I don't have to have someone else fill my void. So the feeling I had of not feeling good enough or, you know, feeling overweight, that I know she has a second business of like a fitness type business as well.
and she learned how to care for herself properly so that she, you know, got to the weight and the size that she was more comfortable in.
Yeah, because I had that same quote down too. I was willing to compromise. And yeah, a lot of times we compromise ourselves. I won't say a lot of times.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do. It depends on the situation you're in and how you grew up and what's going on with you at the time. But we all have to overcome something. So here's one more that I have here. Sometimes we just need someone in our lives to tell us you belong here. Have you had that person in your life, and who would that person be?
That's a good question. Not necessarily someone telling me like I belong here, but I know that, you know, I've had a couple mentors that were women, and I can't say that the work that I'm in is in every company is predominantly men, but for some reason in my company it seems like that. And I know when I was first hired on, there's a woman who came to train me. She was super bubbly. She was really good at what she did, and she made me feel comfortable in what I was doing, and she gave me enough training and information for me to feel confident that what I was doing in my job was correct. And that just felt good. That felt good to have someone, you know, that had a good attitude and someone that I could trust calling if I had any questions. It's nice to have some sort of mentor or friend or person that, you know, makes you feel like you belong. I guess that's the best way I can describe my situation with someone like that.
Yeah, I went to school, but I ended up working at a company where my mom works. And sometimes it feels like, well, your mom got you into this company, so after
that's
years,
why you're here.
Yeah. But after years of being there, and yes, it's predominantly male, and I've had some issues here and there with that. But, you know, my clients have really told me that I belong here because I just get a lot of love and a lot of compliments, and people ask for me and they want to work with me. So, you know, I say my clients. I can't point out just one, but I say my clients have really helped me say, hey, you belong here, because they're satisfied and they're happy with working with me. So I proved myself. I know.
There you go. There you go. Finding your sparkle.
And I like the last page where she says she has her tips to retain your sparkle, which I think that's really cool. And I do recommend this book. And I thank you, cousin, for putting it out there. I think did you put it on the Instagram, or?
You know, I think I did post a picture on Instagram just showing kind of like her book cover here. Do we want to cover any of those tips for retaining your sparkle? I can read a few of those if you'd like.
Sure.
Okay, so there's actually, without creating a spoiler, there's actually, as Irene said on the back, or the very end of the book, she has my tips to retain your sparkle. And there's 20. I'm going to read just maybe like the top 10, we'll say. The first one says, keep God first. Second one is, don't let anyone define who you are. That's your job. Number three, if you really want different, you have to be the change agent, no one else. Number four, surround yourself with people who genuinely want you to win. I think that's important too. Number five, clap for yourself if no one else is.
Let's go back to number four, because that's kind of hard. Surround yourself. I mean, you can in your personal life, but in your business, like, again, if you're working for somebody else, you probably can't do that.
Right.
But you're just going to have that positive energy inside of yourself.
Exactly. Well, and then number five, though, right after that, it says clap for yourself when no one else is. So there's going to be situations where it's going to be a little bit more challenging if you don't have those folks around you who are always rooting for you. And those are the situations where you do have to clap for yourself. You do have to, you know, you pray and go at it alone.
Yep.
And sometimes it happens.
Yep, you got to keep it moving no matter what.
Right. Number six, you will get to the point where you want to quit. Don't. Just don't. Number seven, prove every, and I'm going to
you can say
adjust this a little bit. Prove every darn body wrong. Don't say darn, but I'm going to say that way.
Okay.
Number eight, rise above revenge. Let karma Irma handle that. Number 9, it's lonely at the top. They ain't lying. And number 10, God will make room for your gifts.
Amen.
Which I think that's awesome. Yes. And so, of course, if you want to know the rest of them, you have to read the book for yourself.
That's right. I want to go back to number 9. It's lonely at the top. They ain't lying. I want to know how that feels. I'm not there yet.
I'm not quite there yet either. But it was awesome and inspiring reading her story. And she's, we didn't really talk about her age or anything. I would consider her young. She's in her early 30s, I believe. So for her to have made that much progress from kind of where she started doubting herself, and she'd mentioned bullying and depression and, you know, problems with her body image, and become apparently successfully self-employed woman, that's awesome. That's awesome to me.
That is so awesome. And I applaud her. And she's a great inspiration for women of all ages, and for people just in general, that you can change. And though she had a lot of struggles in her life, she was able to overcome those struggles and focus on, you know, the gifts that God gave her and really get into it. And it allowed her to become what she is now. So, and I'm sure there's more to come. And you guys can go to her website. It's morganaowens.com. That's MorganAowens.com. And you can also check out curvycardio.com. And that's for the full figured ladies that are trying to get themselves in shape. So you can check out her website's there. And the book is there as well. I believe it's at the morganaowens.com site.
Exactly, it is. And she has other things too available for purchase. She has something called a workbook, and she spells it BOOK. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, I haven't purchased one and I plan to, but from what I gathered, it's kind of like journaling and kind of writing your goals down so that you can have something to kind of start a starting point for your dreams so you can make them a reality, basically. And I kind of like that. And I'm thinking about actually purchasing one of those. She has t-shirts and mugs and things like that that you can purchase to help support her and her dreams as well on that website.
Yeah, cool. We celebrate her. We show her love. You know, sometimes they say us ladies can be catty. But, you know, when you see somebody doing something great, we have to lift each other up, ladies, and show love to one another. And we're all trying to get to where we want to get. So let's try to help each other and show love.
Absolutely.
To one another and be examples. I'm just so glad to have my awesome cousin on the line.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me to it. I thought it was so cool, and I was a little nervous, but I was also excited when you saw that I was reading the book and you said, cousin, we need to talk about this. And so I appreciate you inviting me to do that. It's kind of cool to kind of give a little mini book review.
Oh, yeah, and you have to come back on again and talk about all sorts of different type of stuff.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
Okay, cool. All right, guys, you've been listening to The Mix, and keep it here. You can always go to our website, cbiztvonline.com, for our past episodes and for what's coming up next. Thanks, Javon. Love you.
Thanks. Love you, too. Bye.
We want to thank you for joining us here on The Mix. This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment, and I'm Irene. We want to thank you for listening again. And if you'd like to send us any donations or correspondence, or you'd like to be on the show, you can go to our PayPal. You can send us donations via PayPal at commbiz2004@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, you need more information, give us a call or send us a text at 313-681-1521. That's 313-681-1521. Or you can check out some of what we do on cbiztvonline.com. Also, join us on Facebook at CBizTV and Media Online.